Okay, two, ah, thumbs up.
God, I can't believe it.
Do you remember the original olives?
No, what is it?
Olives.
Olives.
Olives, 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 olives.
Well, okay, there's olives as in ants, but there's also olives as in generalized olives.
Really intimate here.
Look at there.
Hey David, you have a little camera peeking at the top of the frame.
That's not what I had before.
Finally, Mary, let's
do an evil prank. Okay.
Shut up, Randy.
Hold the mic, please.
Hold the mic, talking to the mic. I want to get this all on tape. Okay, if people, all right. Okay. David. David, scrunch in over, sit on Keith's feet. Okay, Norman, scrunch in, pretend like you're Keith's boyfriend and you're... Hey, that's okay. Okay,
Wait a minute, Badgie's supposed to be in the front row. Come on, Norman.
Wait, wait.
The
main thing is to be able to see everybody.
Okay, wait a sec. Okay, Sandy, okay, you're going to have to move off the lap because you're blocking out David. Okay, Cindy and Domingo. Come here next to Bert. Shit! Oh, fuck.
We got the...
Rear mounting?
Oh, we've got... Okay, we've got the... We've got the regular...
Nice day, isn't it? Yeah, good day for a picture.
Yeah.
Are you going to be on the tug of war?
I don't think so, David. Well, if I was... I figure if I was, I'd have to go to your house and paint, but I'm not going to tug of war and this stuff. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Oh, here. When I go up to change... When I go up to change shirts for the tug of war, I want you to come with me and take a look at the pictures to see if you want to order anything.
Oh, okay. Obnoxious bitches, aren't they?
This is radio at its best. I'm watching as David furiously runs after Daphne to catch her. Oh, she's running now. She's dropped the camera. It's shattered into a million pieces, and the film has been exposed. David is crying and crying. Hold on just a moment. I'm going to have to play that.
It's a bummer. I don't want to get to take a picture in the old room with the camera. I don't like it. No fair. I'm leaving the group.
Right from the ass's mouth. Crowd's reaction after David Linden.
That was the exit of David Linden. David Joseph Linden.
DJ.
He has left the group. Yes, he is the first non-veggie to leave the group.
The veggies are running after him.
Amy is about to rape him. She's trying to get the tripod. David looks... David is smiling. He's enjoying the rape. Wait. Nora is trying to get his pants off.
My God, Nora's got his hand on it.
Uh-oh. And Amy is. Yes, she is. Oh, my God. We're going to have little Davids and little Amys in a few minutes.
Can you hear these sighs of contentment as David reaches orgasm?
Amy is heaving with delight. Nora looks contented. She must have had her fill, too. David looks exceedingly tired. He is now setting up the camera.
Let's run in and get it.
Trying to pull himself together, if you know what I mean.
Well, not that inside. That is comment enough.
She definitely has a comment, too.
What?
Oh, wait, I said...
come up. Oh God, I'm not gonna keep
it
waiting.
It was interesting.
No, it wasn't that either. Well, gee, it's hard. I was asleep.
Give me a V! We are at the Olive picture, and we're going to find out just how people feel about the rape of David. You, sir. What is your name? What is your name? Yes, your name, sir. Shut up and give me your name, you faggot. I mean, you person. I'm sorry. Your name, please.
You know my name. Look up the number.
Ah, very cute. How do you feel about the rape of David by Amy?
My name on the list.
Anything goes in this society.
Thank you. You, sir. How do you feel about the rape of David by Amy?
I think this whole operation is screwed. It's being ruined by communist pinko faggot conspirators.
But Joe doesn't have a last name. Why doesn't Joan have a last name?
Did you know that Joe does not have a last name?
No.
Yeah. Do you know that Joe doesn't have a last name?
Joe who?
He doesn't have a last name.
I call my right leg. I call this leg Christmas.
And I call
this leg New Year's. Come on, see me sometime between the holidays.
Oh
my God.
Well, I'm just a photographer.
You wanted to say something.
All I know is what I read in the photography magazines, you know? Photography is my life. It used to be tap dancing. I mean, it's just me. You know, the little old governor's son, they got out there and started dying. He was killed by a potato truck. So they call on me, little old governor's son, go out there. And I love dancing. You know, dancing's in my blood. And so it's just me right out there, the little old governor's son. Would you consider attempting to get these people to shut up so I can talk to them?
Pardon me. My question is, shut up, Mike.
Shut up.
My question is,
shut up.
How do you all feel in one word or less?
Banshees!
No! About, I want to know how you feel about the rape of David by Amy.
I don't want to make
it.
Hey,
I
don't
know. Now, I realize, okay, we've gotten as straight as a picture as we're going to get, okay? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you people, all right? Okay? I'd like to get... First of all, I'd like you to shut up. Please.
You guys, listen to
what's wrong. I'll hear him. Okay. First of all, I'll make a deal here. I will give you this brand new Ford Mustang. I would like to get one picture of everybody sitting, you know, like little quiet first graders with their hands folded in their lap. Okay. Okay, then you can leave. Okay. Okay. Now I'd like to get We're all in our places with bright, smiling faces. Okay, and I would like to get that. And then afterwards, what I would like to... You see, I realize all you people have these pent-up sexual frustrations, and you need to exert them by yelling veggies or whatever you do. So consequently, what I figure would be a good idea is I'm going to set up the camera at that end of the field. You'll have the entire back end of the field to do whatever you want with your bodies or with other people's bodies. But only...
Shut up!
But only if I get a straight picture from you, okay?
Okay, Daddy, I'm okay!
An example...
Afterwards, we can all go for ice cream!
What a waste.
You know what? It would be funny.
What?
Is it Kodak last the film? Wouldn't that be great?
Oh my God!
David, set up your camera. Let's get this moving, because I gotta go out of here.
Where are you going?
Well, you're only one of million
said,
followers.
Of course. That's true.
Hey, Andy, what do you have to say about all this? I mean, I respect your opinion.
Oh
Bunch of crap.
I knew I could depend on you. David's talking to his camera right now. I think he's in love with it. I'm not sure. It's debatable on which he loves more, Daphne or the camera. Frankly, I think it's the camera.
You can change the opening.
Of what?
Of the camera.
The orgy begins. We're not sure what's going on. All we notice here is that people are running.
It's just on. They're going.
It's incredible what's going on right now. I don't really quite understand it, but droves and droves of people are running. It's incredible. My God, they're running over each other. Oh my God, they're tearing each other's clothes off. Oh my God, Mike Marinacci went down. Oh my God. Oh God, Amy's jumped on him. She's ripped off her jean. Oh my God.
Closer.
Yes, why don't we get closer for a real... I'm going to leave you now, and we'll be back in a moment. Aaron Lockhart, what do you feel about this day? Say something, Sharon. Sharon refuses to say anything. In about 15 minutes, we'll bring you Sharon Lockhart's obituary.
Shut up!
There she is.
And now her second heart is loose!
Jan Steckel. Yes. Jan Steckel, how are you?
Hi, Grim.
I'm fine, except I'm scared shitless of that orgy that's going on at the other end of the field, and I'm going home.
Self-preservation.
Oh, are you really going home?
Yes, I am indeed. I have several really important things to do, like trim my geranium's toenails and cut my vines back and things and, read the chemistry chapter.
Aww.
So I am approaching my bike over there, and contrary to popular belief, I'm not going to screw around with Paul and Greg, and I'm going home.
How boring.
Well, yeah. And how about you?
Oh, I think I'll just sit here and I'll cover the orgy if I can keep my pants on. After that, I think I'll just kind of tell them to all go fuck themselves, yes. Well, perhaps I shouldn't use such strong language. How about reproduce themselves? Yes, that's a nice, friendly term.
Yes, go clone yourself. She's coming!
Just talk to everyone.
I made a mistake. John and Janet are also here as far as couples go. Thank you.
Now that the olive picture is over, what do you feel?
I feel the most deep sexual satisfaction.
Wait,
my desires are still perfect.
Announcement coming, announcement. All right, the
Why didn't we build
a
All right, we're talking to David Linden, cover girl photographer.
You make a pyramid. You make a pyramid.
What, about 8 layers deep?
Yeah.
Five would be only seven.
Seven
would be 21 people. Yes, 21
people.
We
can do it. We can do it.
28
people.
I want to give a piece of my mind.
Announcement. Shut up.
Hey, could everybody kind of gather around here while I tell a story?
No. Olives, come here, people.
Gather
Eric, people. People, come here. Hey, people, could you get over here, everybody, please, and shut up?
Shut
up. Okay, people? Alright. Well, maybe you do, but I don't know about these others. Okay, now the deal... Go ahead, speak. Okay, the deal for... Just say it, please. The deal for getting Prince is as follows. I'll have you know I'm not making any money on this, so the exorbitant price is... Bullshit. It's true, I'm losing money on this if not a lot of people order.
Sure.
Okay, I'll just raise the prices.
Okay, I agree.
Okay, $8 for an 8x10, $25, 11x14. Payable in advance, festival! An extra dollar for you because you destroyed two of my prints at the cultural fair. Yeah, let's not get personal.
You
won't
David's prints! Come on!
No, come on!
Wait a minute.
Okay, people. For the pictures taken on the benches, there will only be one made available because I'm being a dictatorial bastard. It's going to be 8x10, $2, 11x14, $6. Color, glossy, they'll look nice, I guarantee it.
Okay, now for the other, for the pictures I'll be taking here of pyramids and other crap, I'll be showing them as soon as I get them. I'll make an announcement. I'll be showing them in Kearsley's. Anybody who wants to see them can
show them on a Thursday.
I'm supposed to go and ditch and go to Kearsley's,
yes, you are.
Right, you little bastard. Give me the clock.
It's your fault. You're too young.
Okay.
It is
hey,
too.
David, why can't you
pick the one they want to...
Because I'm not letting them.
Yeah.
Is it harder to print one to turn?
Is it harder to print six different pictures than one of six
don't
of the same?
Don't call me son. I am
no, because
why
basically
print six different pictures of six different people.
Because you see, I'm a photographer, and you see, I have got to protect my professional.
You know, artist, cool. And,
I've got to protect my professional integrity by only printing the best one.
Okay.
Yeah, but wait a minute,
David. But we have chicken fights with pyramids.
We have chicken fights.
That's not fair. I think we should all have a say on which one we see.
That's too bad.
David,
look, it's his film, it's his camera, it's his say.
Yeah, but we grossed ourselves out by posing for it, and therefore we should have a right to pick which one we want. And if you want the one that looks crappy, print each picture, let people see what they look like, and then send it back
no,
in.
Because
no, it costs too much money.
Because I have to pay for those prints.
Show the slides.
I have to pay $2 a piece of
paper. Show the slides, though, when
let's
you get
to figure it out.
I'm out in the cold for $12.
David,
yeah, that's why it's expensive. I have to pay for that.
Wait, I've got an idea, David. Okay, how about if you get the slides back, right? You always get slides back. Show the olive slides. But everybody has to make their order in advance, so they have to buy one. It depends on which one they buy, all right?
My parents are being drawn.
At least give people a choice.
I want to see it first and then decide if I buy or not.
Well, I'm buying one for sure so you can see mine.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so
but,
David,
what
but I'm only...
Place?
Okay, I'll
if
tell you what. I'll tell you how I'll work it.
People!
Change of plans. Robin?
People, change of plans.
Yes?
Due to peer pressure. I'll tell you what the deal is. Like, what you do is you buy, you're going to buy one print, however, I'll show them. If you give me, you have to give me the money beforehand, which means you purchased one. You don't have, nobody's forcing you to buy it, Mike. Nobody's forcing, but you are obligated to buy one of them.
You are obligated. Possession a picture of you when you were in third grade.
So it's blackmail,
sure. I've got a letter you wrote in third grade.
You're getting blackmailed.
I didn't give a damn. I got one of John from second grade.
What were you saying about the? Oh, wow.
What were you saying about the? About the?
We're obligated to buy one. What does that mean?
What?
You said we're obligated to buy one.
You're obligated to buy one. However, you can choose which one you can buy.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, you can buy whichever one you want.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't even want to waste $2.
Well, don't buy it, you moron.
I want to see or something.
Okay, we'll show you.
Okay, you'll see
right.
them.
Okay, good. I don't print them in any sizes besides these.
I thought you were only going to print enough for the ones that people wanted to buy.
I'm only sending in one order.
You can see the people who buys them. You can see there.
All right.
You won't be able to see it in print form before you buy. You'll be able to see it in slide form.
That's good enough.
That's good enough.
Better.
Right. Yeah, can we buy slides?
All right, I'm satisfied.
Can't buy slides.
I'm sure.
Will you sell us a slide?
David.
Okay. Will you sell us a slide?
What about all us weird people who don't go to Semi High?
Give it to your brother.
Yeah.
You trust
how
Alex's good judgment.
Ha.
I got this score day.
Could we have chicken fights but with pyramids instead?
What are you doing with my camera?
I'm tired of this.
Say it again.
Have you ever realized like what a bunch of jerks and morons are in this group? Really a bunch of asses, yes.
Yeah.
And they make fools of themselves consistently.
Yes,
continuously, but they are consistent in making fools of themselves.
Well, think about it, Janine, though. When you really think about it...
I want to get in on that discussion.
You...
Come on.
Are a part of this group, which means
I'm just the chauffeur.
Well, I'll be taking that over eventually.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, yeah. Give me
Hey, did you hear about the guy who was swimming in a pool, and all of a sudden, a lifeguard yelled and said to him, "Sir, if you don't mind, please don't pee in the pool." So he said,
Look, everyone pees in the pool, the lifeguard said, from the diving board. Oh, this is the last trap.
Okay. Oh, Dad's goddamn wrist hurt. And it's Keith's fault for teaching her to do that. And bullshit it was.
Who's
more? In Xanadu de Kubla Khan, a stately pleasure to.
Now you get the order.
Oh, on, but the thing is, we're out. Take the river round. What is
your
list to man down to the sea? So twice 5 miles of.
No, no, no. We're out at the sister. You're right. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground.
With walls and towers.
With fertile ground.
And here,
you know the rest?
Gardens bright with sinuous rills. And here grew many an incense bearing tree. And here were forests ancient as the hills. Enfolding sunny spots of greenery. But oh, that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill of water, cedar, and cover. A savage place as holy and enchanted as ever beneath us. A waning moon was haunted by woman wailing for her demon lover. And from this earth in ceaseless turmoil seething, and since the earth in fast 6 months
revealing,
a mighty fountain momently was forced, amid whose pop intermittent
birth,
huge falls, Whittemore. Huge fragments vaulted like rebounding hill or chaffy gray beneath us. And from this rugged once and ever, it flung up momently to take the river, 5 miles meandering with amazing gushing motion through hill and dale,
how much longer
sacred
the
river round.
A few minutes.
Every
put away.
Sacred.
David Speckle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
How are you feeling, David?
I don't know.
I've been peeing on the bus lately.
What did you think about the olive picture?
Yeah, I got driven by my dad once.
What did you think about the olive picture?
See, my mom has it.
Yeah.
I think it's Bert.
Yes.
Anyway. What? Norman Turk.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about all this?
Going up to 7.
Nothing?
Nothing
at all.
No.
Very good. Glad to see such a talkative interviewee, yes.
What?
Oh, here's how you feel on
Shut up. Shut up.
It stinks.
What is it? You shut up.
This is an interview with the immemorable, obnoxious Mike Veronacci.
Yeah?
We're trying to remember you.
Those are the best things anybody ever said about me.
Well, I'm really glad. I mean, it's good to know that you came out.
Yeah. It's not night yet. It's not very night for about 10 hours.
Well, it was good to have you out. Stop eating the microphone.
I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Aww. Why didn't someone feed you?
Feed myself. Last thing I had to eat was a half-dead rat.
Oh, that's nice.
That's why he looks like what he does.
Nora's hungry. Hold on just a moment. And
hold it.
How do you feel about punk rock?
I hate it. I despise it. It's the worst.
Then why do you listen to it?
Because I'm a masochist.
Stop eating the microphone. Oh, okay.
Wait, I have to wipe it off.
Okay. Nora Zungri, yes.
Jess.
Dear Nora Zungri.
Jess, my name is not Nora Zungri. My name is Maria Teresa Esmeralda Carmelita Moreno. But you can call me Esther for short.
Right. How do you feel about your life?
It sucks, the big one.
Sweet, dear. Yes, how do you feel about Lincoln Junior High School?
It sucks, the big one.
Oh, this is going to be a fun interview, folks. How do you feel about... How do you really feel about Dean Osboyd?
I knew this was coming.
You've been seen together several times, and, well, you know how rumors get. We think there might be something between you now. Now, just what is it, if anything?
I doubt it.
Well, what?
What is there?
You mustn't yell.
I was going, I didn't say anything out loud.
Oh.
Think. I'm trying. I think I have a moody bastard on my hands.
Well, yes. Well, how do you feel about him rather than what you think he is?
It depends.
On what day it is?
Yes.
Every other Tuesday you like him, every other Thursday you can't stand the sight of him. Is that it?
No. Every time he acts like a bastard, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
And this is frequent, folks. Oh. Today happens to be one of those inclination days. So is yesterday. I punched him out. That's all right. Made up afterwards.
Huh? Love in the 70s, yes. As the end of the century
he showed me the Jewish playground.
Uh-huh. Yes.
A couple of swings. Anyway,
yes, well, what is your feelings about this past decade? This is 1978. In fact, it is June 11th, 1978, about 2 p.m. now, maybe a little later. Now, exactly what do you feel at this moment in time about this past decade?
It's a big one. No, no, really. Really.
Limited vocabulary, dear.
But yes. Well, I only took first grade and I flunked it, right. Okay, I have had a lousy childhood, so I can't remember much. Ever since I met the Olives, my life has been one big ass after the other.
Piece of, or?
Now, Vicky, you don't want me to stuff this up your nose, do you?
That's not good vulgar
I'll
therapy.
I'll sing you Light of My Life if you don't shut up.
Oh, okay. Hey, do you realize that people are going to be listening to this in 12 years?
Yes.
Are you going to be there at Olive and Franklin?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Only if Dean's not there.
He isn't planning on coming.
Good. Yeah, okay. That's
wonderful relationship starting here, folks.
Yeah.
Hell, Buck, how do you feel? Damn you. Pardon me, a fallacy here. How do you feel, Mariah?
How should I feel?
About what?
About
life in general.
Try to get all different, try to get lots of little people.
Thank you.
Try to get lots of people.
Thank you, I'm glad to know I'm a little person.
You're exceedingly little.
Goodbye. How do you feel?
She's
tired. Tired, yeah. Daphne Nugent, how do you feel?
I feel fantastic.
How is David in bed?
He sucks.
No, sorry. Oh, God. Well, we'll be anxious to see what you look like after Olive and Franklin when David beats the hell out of you. How do you feel?
I feel great. I don't have to be a bastard anymore here and organize these morons.
Oh, I'm glad
I hate organizing because you always have to be such a bastard, you know?
Well, it comes naturally to you, David. How do you feel, Alex?
Do you want to be in the pyramid?
Not terribly. How do you feel?
All right, I feel great.
16. That's, 6. No, that's, 6.
John. How do you feel? Say something to me, John.
I feel all right.
How are you and Jen doing?
Fine.
That's good. You real happy?
Yeah.
That's far out.
John is chicken to race me in the 100.
I don't feel like running the 100.
What do you say, boy?
Denny was born ignorant, and he's been losing ground ever since. Brandy, how do you feel? Shut up. That was Mike Marinacci.
Me again.
Goodbye. Bert, haven't talked to you yet. How do you feel?
It's terrible. Nothing is happening here. Oh, I brought a basketball. You know why I brought a basketball?
Why? You thought we were going to play basketball?
No, just in case somebody would come along and want to interview me. I could take the basketball and shove it in their face.
Well, seems like you missed your chance. Bye, Bert. Norman, how do you feel? You know nothing, right?
Yep.
Okay. Good. How do you think Greg would feel right now?
Probably jump
right. I don't know.
Embarrassed, maybe?
I don't know.
You're a real interesting kid.
Yeah.
Audrey, haven't had much of a chance to know you this year. How do you feel?
Well,
yeah. Yeah, where are you planning on going after you graduate, Audrey?
That's a secret.
Oh, gee whiz.
Well, actually, I'm already there anyway.
Really? Where are you going?
UCLA, and I'm hiding.
You're out to get me?
Vicky! Ah! We have an incredible love story for you.
Wait, I want to hear this. Make it short, though.
Well,
this is Deanna Galkin I'm talking to you right now.
You think Moose are blocking the pretty picture?
You know what happened a long time? Well, it wasn't too long ago, will you see? Well, Nora was off
with Dean.
With Dean, yeah.
In the bushes.
Well, you see, Natalie got kind of starved for affection.
I went to water the roses.
And, well, she ended up at my house.
It just happened.
You know, we hit it off.
True love at first sight.
Well, maybe not first sight.
Well, it seemed like it. We haven't taken our eyes off of each other since.
How do you feel about homosexuality in the 70s?
I think it's wonderful.
Natalie.
I'd like to thank you on behalf of the band, and I hope we pass the audition.
Natalie, I'm sorry that we were interrupted by Keith, but how do you feel right now?
I feel absolutely wonderful.
It's great to be in love, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's the most wonderful thing in the world.
Well, Deanna. Deanna.
Natalie.
Deanna.
Oh, Natalie.
Look at them. Deanna.
Are either of you into bisexuality at all?
Well, not really. Not really. I mean, it's...
The men can be very boring, you know?
Yes, it's no fun that way. We just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. Right. It's good to know that love in the 70s is succeeding. Hey, Reagan, you'll be leaving us soon for a fun-filled trip in Europe where you'll wreak havoc and cause hell like all hell. How do you feel?
Great.
What are you going to do while you're in Europe?
Well, I'd rather not put that on tape, but I'll be seeing the sights.
Yeah, I'll bet. What are you going to do after you come back?
I'm going to stick around here for 2 weeks and then go up.